A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. I'm Marvelous Nsala Nyahuye. We are at the Women's Round Table where we are pre-recording a session for all our live talkers out there. This is June the 3rd on Thursday, 2021. I'm Marvelous Nsala Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington, D.C. Today we'll be looking at a number of issues on the list, the COVID-19, where the government today says there are 39,031 confirmed cases since the outbreak of the coronavirus last year. But amongst these, there are 36,661 recoveries.
Yes, sir, and we see that the government has also embarked on the second phase of the immunization program currently underway. And, you know, there has been news coming in that when some people go in to get the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, some of them are not having any luck. So we'll be looking at some of these issues involving the COVID-19 vaccine. Let's take a listen to what one doctor in Mashonaland West had to say about the COVID-19 vaccine situation in the country. We're hearing there from a doctor in Mashonaland West talking about the COVID vaccine situation in the country. Is what we were talking about earlier on. He's actually just explaining that, you know, the situation, according to him, is that when people go and get the COVID-19 vaccine, sometimes they then go to a different location to the one that they started off. So they're finding out that in some of those locations, the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the second dose, has been in short supply.
Yes, this is the government says to date 682,242 people have been fully vaccinated. And yes, today we did speak to Mr. Tinashe Kumbo of Harare. He said he was also turned away in many hospitals and clinics there. Amongst them are Parurenyatwa, Hatfield, and Wilkins. But he has actually traveled to his rural home today. Mm-hmm. That's where he managed to get the first dose. It's a clinic there in Mberengo, and he was assured that he should come for his second dose. But we saw today President Mnangagwa at the launch of the Bulawayo Arts Festival, mm-hmm. Assuring Zimbabweans that the government will avail enough COVID-19 vaccines. The government does not necessarily say that there is a shortage. They are talking of redistributing to centers. They are talking of vaccines being there. So President Mnangagwa today said, yes, everyone will get a vaccine, those who need it. And he was actually repeating the same words he said yesterday at the Politburo meeting, that the government is doing all it can to make sure that there are enough vaccines for the country.
Yes, sir. That's very interesting there when you talk about the president actually opening the Bulawayo Arts Festival. It would be interesting to find out what the situation was like, you know, in terms of the COVID-19 regulations and, you know, the issue of crowd. But if we remember back, Kwekwe is still in lockdown. So I spoke to somebody, one of our listeners from Jishavane, who was saying that they are a little bit afraid because they are near Kwekwe, that, you know, maybe some of the people that are coming from Kwekwe to Jishavane might be bringing back the strain from India. So those are some of the fears that people have been expressing on some of our other programs and stuff.
Yes, and we hope our guest will be joining us shortly. Mal, one is written to me. If you can check, I've inboxed you something. But kulabo abathanda ukusikhasa namhlanje ngolwesine nje mhlaka 3 kuNhlangula 2021 namhlanje lesicubungula ekuningi sikhangela njalo lokuphathelane le-COVID-19. Yebo-ke lapho-ke siyabe sikhangela-ke ukuthi sikhuluma nje uhulumende uthi yena sebefika phose inkulungwane ezingamashumi amane 39,031 bona-ke abathi asebehlaselwe ligcikwane le-COVID-19 selokhu-ke laqhamukayo ngomnyaka odluleyo. Alabo-ke kodwa isikho ukuthi yibo bonke phela labo abalokhu belithwele leli gcikwane, abanye njalo sebasila. Njalo-ke lapho sikhangela-ke abantu abayi-36,661 okutho ukuthi mhlawumbe bazenkulungwane ezimbili kumbe ezintathu kuphela bona labo abalokhu belithwele leli gcikwane. Njalo uhulumende uthi selokhu laqhamukayo leli gcikwane selibulele abantu abazinkulungwane lengxenye yenkulungwane i-1599 kodwa phela asebehlatshiwe umjovo lo okwenqabela i-COVID-19 okuthiwa i-vaccine ngesilungu sebeyi-682,242. Yebo-ke sikhuluma ngenkulungwane amakhulu ayidlula inkulungwane eziyisithupha lapho asebehlabile ngesikhathi abanye besithi abafinyeleli ijekiseni le yokwenqabela i-COVID-19. Abanye bathi bafika ezibhedlela betshela ukuthi hhayi iyasilela, ngakho-ke bazohamba-ke bayihlatshwa kwezinye indawo. Ngenatsho-ke ukuthi sike saxoxa lo mnumzana Tinashe Gumbe wena kweyararo uthi bamtheka yikho ePaulu Lenyathwa, bathi ayikho eWilkins okumaviki edluleyo singazi lamhlanje, bathi ayikho eHatfield waze waya khonale kibo emlebengwa ekliniki kho lapho afike athola khona lo mjovo ubethabile namhle sithi Estudio 7 yamyenza wakhuthala ukuthi adingi ukuhlatshwa lokhu njengoba sithona sikhuluma ngalo lolu daba isikhathi esiningi. Sizakhuluma nabanye njalo abesifazana abaphatheke ngenhlelo ezijiyiniyo lapha sizabona sesilabo, yikho-ke lapho esizalithulela khona ezinye inhlelo eziphathelane labesifazana ngalesi isikhathi. Sithemba labahlonitshwa bethu bazaba yineliso ukuba sebekhona. Yebo-ke Mavela.
Ehe, aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro nhasi musi wechina June 3, 2021 apo nhasi tiri kutarisa isu pamusoro penyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai akasiyana-siyana tichange zvakare tiine munyarikani vanobva ivo kunyaya yatakaona ichiitika padandemutande yekupan africanist parliament saka tichange tichikurukura navo muzvare Barbara Rwodzipo pano tichaedza kuti tivabati vasinde muchirongwa vachikudza kuti zvakafamba sei zvatakaona zvichiitika regai timboridza vhidhiyo tichiona kuti zvii zvakanga zviri kuitika.
Thank you. didn't fight in the chamber.
Lutar Nakam.
Behaving.
Yeah, we didn't come here to see a fight. Please call the police. Please call the police to put an order. Please call the police.
Police, yes.
Please call the police to put an order here. It is urgent. You should call the police. Please call the police. Please.
Oh.
Clerk of Parliament, can you attend this session?
Yebo ke marvelous lapho ke besizwa esikhangeleke okwenzakala edale le parliament ye South Africa ke iPan African Parliament ke kwaba nengxabangxoza eke yaqhamuka ke lapho abantu bedonselana ibhokisi lokuvota njalo sibonile ukuthi abangamazwe angezansi e-Africa ama-Southern African countries abesithi kuzophiswana okuthiwa i-rotational ku-presidency lapho ukuthi osaphethe isikhundla-ke laye atshintshe kube ngomunye kungabi kuphatha abakwezinye izizwe kuphela. Lapho-ke besinehlupho lokuthi asenelisi ukuthi abanye abahlonitshwa bethu babuye lapha ecingweni. Ngakho-ke kathesi-ke sitshayele ucingo-ke unkosikazi Beatrice Mathuthu ngoba bengenelisi ukuthi bengene ngomfanekiso. Siyakwamukela-ke kuhlelo Nkosazana Mathuthu.
Njani?
Yes, it's unfortunate you couldn't get in through the video, but we'll soon put up your picture so that abantu bakwazi ukuthi kathi bakhuluma lobani ngempela. Yebo ke, siyabona ukuthi kathi sikhuluma ngesikhathi se-COVID, kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho ke eMzansi Afrika?
EMzansi Afrika, kuthiwa i-COVID isibuyele, isesiku.
Bengenelisa labo ukuthi abantu lokho besenelisa ukuthi besebenze lapha endaweni eziningi lapha abasebenza khona ezinjengama-restaurant nezinye. Ngakho-ke abantu akubathathelanga phela inhlelo zabo nendlela yokuziphilisa.
Khona kunjalo ngempela abantu abathathelwanga imisebenzi yabo nendlela zokuziphilisa. Umongameli we-South Africa ngicabanga ukuthi uvele wathi abantu ukuthi umuntu azivikele kulesizukwane sosezandleni zakumuntu. Ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi ukuvalwa kokuthi ilizwe lizale ikhatha njengalokho bekwenzeka bekuhlasela kakhulu i-economy yabantu beswele imisebenzi gcine sokungabantu beseswela nokuthi baziphilise. So ngicabanga ukuthi yebo khona igcikwane selimemetheke ngamandla sesikubedwevu kodwa akuvalwanga kupho kuthiwa nje siku-alert level 2 kwezehlisa nje izikhathi zokuthi abantu beqala ukuhamba nokuthi bagcine ukuhamba nokunye nje lokho hayi okunzima okushiya abantu belokhu besesimeni sokuthi bengayo emsebenzini kodwa kuyazinakekela.
Ye, nxa libheka lapho abantu ukuthi baziphatha njani libona abantu lokhu belandela yini iziqondiso zokuthi benqabele ukumemetheka kwaleli gcikwane lokhu begqoka yini amamaski bengasondelelani konke liyakubona lokho.
Eyi kunzima yazi abantu angithi yazi ngendaba le ye-COVID abantu bathikele kakhulu ngimbono bakhona abanye abantu bangela ndaba lakho ukuthi kule-COVID noba kayikho abasesezako ukuthi bekwazi ukubehambeke bengafakangi imaski kumbe nje nihlale bengaqhelelani ngiyalokho kuthiwo kodwa iningi labantu impela siyababona amamaski sebehlala bewafakile ngoba
Yebo-ke ayikusho ukuzwa lokho abantwana ke ezikolo kathesi kuhamba njani bavulile kumbe bafunda besemakhaya
abantu ubona ingani lokho besemukela yini umjovo lo owenqabela i-COVID-19 owe-vaccine njengoba kwake kwaba lokwethuka mbijana laphana izimiso kwesikhatshane Johnson and Johnson abantu besithi mhlawumbe abazaza kuvala ezinye izinyalo ezizabathwalisa nzima futhi
yebo-ke kuyezwakala siyabonga uhlale khonapho ecingweni saphenduka kuwe marvelous day we heard Victor Smatutu of Zim in Mpokoto updating us of the COVID situation in South Africa, you know, as they've moved, they've tightened again the screws on COVID. But she's saying she's also noting that people are still vigilant. Some still wear the mask, some still try to, you know, prevent. Why is the elderly are still turning up, you know, for vaccination, despite the scare, you know, there was a temporary scare on the Johnson & Johnson when it was suspended.
Yeah.
But people are still receiving that vaccine over to you.
Interesting there. Thank you so much, sir. Kunawa chango vakupinda mchirongo, watanga chutawara apu. Na muzare Victor Maputo vachitaura ivo mamirira akaita zvino South Africa vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino kunyangwe hazvo vanhu vari kunyanya kutya vanga vari kumbotya nyaya yemavaccination kana kuti nyaya yekubayiwa nhomba pari zvino vanhu vanenge vakubuda vachienda kunobayiwa nhomba uyezve vari kuti ivo vanhu vari kuramba vachiteedzera nyaya iya yekupfeka mamask social distancing nezvimwe zvakadaro panyaya yekurwisa denda recovid-19 asi tisataenderera mberi regai timbounza munyarikani wedu wekutanga ipo pano pachirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro kadiko
hello sister muri right
aiwa tiri right tiri kuva wangada kuziva kuti ndiani kwava vapinda pachirongwa isiwo kudzivai muchiita zvekuimba kudhara muchiita mapefomensi nezvimwe zvakadaro asi mazuva ano pane zvimwe zvamaakubata taurai zita renyu nezare yekambani yenyu uyezve kuti zvii zvamaakubata mazuva ano
Ini ndinonzi Loveness Wesa. Ndiri muimbi ndichiri kungoimba ndinotamba ndichingotamba ndichingodaro and also ndinorapa I don't know kuti ndoti kurapa here but ndinobatsira vanhu ndishandisa inonzi God's hand and ndichidzidzisa vanhu kuti vagonewo kuzvirapa Sorry, Sean and Sanda, it's already a long time, but that is our one. You can heal yourself. No, you know, it doesn't need mushonga. Kana kutsaga doctor. Kana ure uine zinenga zichupu net. Uno kuna kutozirapa wega. Nekubatira vamwe mumba mako vana vana kuchikoro vasinga iti zvakanaka kuchikoro unogona kutovabatsirawo futi chero whatever it is chaunenge uchirwadzwa nacho chirwere zvinhu zvokuti madoctors the things they cannot do unogona kuzvibatsira wega tirikuona vanhu vachitobuda mumakoma vanhu vaine macancers vanhu vane zvinhu zvakatowanda wanda vachibuda munyaya iyi saka this is what I do now. All over the world. I think we're going to share some music down the chimba, the chimba stage, the chimba my songs, and then at the rapper. You know, like for example, song yeah God or Jesus. You know, to rappers, but song yeah Jesus and yamwari irape. No fun of batter who gadra moyo wako first. You have to fix something. You know, you have to strengthen yourself. Meditation. You know, which is a deep, chiburi sazun zaka wanda. So we tell that in Jiruda Batravano, a poke don't hour as like a one snapping about other people. No Buddhist is not negativity, which wounds a positive vibration and frequency in your life, in every aspect of your life. So we can Urimun, which is Zarayati Bayamas, one at his visit of Peter, Unototi, not a Buddhist, all negativities in Snakunaka, not a Buddhist. Mwarindi batirei every day unogara uchingofunga hako zvinhu relove and uchiti mwari isisu ati nanzara isi nokuti imi mwari munogona kutipa munogona kutotibatsira imi mwari munogona kutotirapa every day if you are concentrating on that things can happen but it takes practice but this is what I teach and I download what's called divine healing hands on people ndinokupa divine healing hands yacho nokuti chipo chandakapiwa una mwari ndikuti mwari ndainamata every day mwari ndoda kuti ndiitewo zvaitawo na Jesus ndoda kuti ndiitewo zvaitawo na Jesus ma miracles aitawo na Jesus if they are still possible today ndokumbirawo kuti mundipewo chipo ichocho ndinorobatsirawo vanhu kumusha kwandakauya kuAmerica ndakasiya kuZimbabwe zvisina kumira zvakanaka time yacho na yeidzi yaitouraya vanhu saka ndaneta kuona hama dzangu dzichipa ndikati mwari kana chipo chamakapa Jesus chichiri available dokumbira mundipo chipo ichocho so that's the chipo chandikuona kuti ndakachipiwa a miracle healing hand zvokuti kana ukapa munhu chero ari kupi you don't have to be there saka ndikuita every day online ndikubatsira vanhu Facebook Zoom vanhu vari kukola over the phone you know mama wangu ari mbakoma ndibatsirewo ku South Africa wherever ndikunongera mufoni vanhu chivabatsira and it doesn't mean kuti ndinoti ndikakupa nengerikiri unobva right away zvinoitika is according to mwari inini I'm not the one power is not mine in what I do is I have to be in a space yokuti I can receive what God is giving when I'm in a very good space everything that buritsawo zvisina kunaka mumandiri ndichiri mwari ndibatsire munhu uyu mwari kazhinji kacho mwari anobatsira sometimes mm-hmm. instant, sometimes it can take days, sometimes it can take weeks. A good example is Semu, Semu Wamtukudzi, drama Wamtukudzi. Drama. Akauya kuno Portland, Oregon, akaita stroke. So what my doctors write off, I'm talking about a month to hospital. Ndakadienda ikoko within a few days ndakaenda ikoko within a week ara kutokwanisa kufamba kusimuka akuita macrutch anga ari paralyzed the whole thing muromo uyu wanga wakadai ruoko everything zvasingashandi left foot and every body ukuyanga isingashandi sem ndichiinda ndichinomubatsira kuchipotare ko 2 hours away ndeienda ndikamubatsira in 2 weeks angabuda muchipatara. That's one good example. Pane zvakawanda, my miracles akawanda. If you follow me, you can see or hear what's happening. So I'm here to help vanhu vese vanenge vachiva challenged for Zimbabwe all over the world. And nakuti uyu ndokwedu uyu ndokupi chipo chamwari ndechemunhu wese sinopiwa munhu wese. Of course, it's not free because it's my time.
Yeah,
but I was going to say, ndobabatsira for free. Ndichibabatsira for free kazhinji kacho kuti havanadzi mari. But as time goes on, apana was a free and then you want to do it. Thank you. And it's and then Asaka, and then Jesus and Akita. Another thing, and Rukita E Festival. and do it in my festival series. Say musician or say performer, and do it in my festival series and do it online. What happens is in Drubuti, Munu Awe, can I want to eat a live, it's okay, but usually it's not we are Muzum. Pandavan Baka wanda hundreds of people, hopefully take them 1,000 soon. But we are usually for free. And then wona uchi performer, unenge uripo performer, unenge uripo, but wachukuona video rakura performer, wakucha wana video rako. And these has been going really well. We are doing them every month. Last month, every 3 weeks. Last week we did Zimbabwe and India. Very amazing stuff. High top performance. You know, we had Iasa from Blawayo. We had Jay's Maravini, who just produced a song in Onzi, Jah Deliver, which is taking waves all around the world right now. We had, now we have Indo and Sagusa. All these amazing big artists are coming. So this is the calling to all the artists to come and enjoy. When things open, kana Pavuvrikas recorded Tichaita Physical Festival. No doubt in Muyo. Tichaita ku America, but no doubt because, you know, Gatisangane online, kana Pavuvrikas physical. Those one out to it, say Mara Abatiro, kana Chida Oma Divine Healing Henzelu, Mara Chabatira, Zovurika, Tosangana, Chinakizotese.
Maybe let me bring up far, but my question also was, so do people pay for this service? And are you saying you're a healer, you're a nganga, traditional healer, or faith healer? What exactly would you characterize yourself? How would you characterize yourself?
I define my my healing in a scientific way. It's quantum healing or quantum information system. What happens is when you connect with us with information, because Mwari or heaven is always pouring information in us. If we are aligned with that information that heaven is pouring upon us, when we're in the a true match, we can receive that information. It's like, I'm not in nganga, I'm not in profita, but sometimes Mwari will give me my visions. When you want to get a past is something from the past, then it's something in the future. You know, but I am a healer. You can call me a spiritual healer. In science, it's quantum information system. If you want, you can call me a spiritual healer because it's spiritual. The body is just the body. What's speaking is the spirit. The spirit has to be very strong to be able to heal, not just the body. With the body, it needs to change some mind. Mind alone cannot heal, but the mind, body, and spirit together combined, that's what I use. Combining the soul, the mind, the body together as one, then we can heal. So you can call me a spiritual healer. I don't know about the faith part, but I don't know. It's, you know,
yes, very interesting there, Loveness. I remember we spoke about it last time in Devene, but I'm sure some people may not have heard you.
Into ngiyenza yo ngayibambeka, it's not tangible. Awungeza ukuthi ngiyayibamba. Nga usithi kusemoyeni kusho ukuthi kusemoyeni. So ngisebenzisa engukuthi ngesilungu yi quantum information system or quantum information healing system. Nga umuntu engabuya kumbe athi mina ngilo muntu wami umhlobo wami o mina ngiyagula. Ngilento engihluphayo ngazi ukuthi kuyini. Sometimes ngiyakwanisa ukuboniswa. So let's go back ekuqaliseni kwaqalisa njani. Ngisuke eZimbabwe ngingumuntu othi wayethandaza bengisiya e-church daily. Bengiya e-Universal Church ekuseni ngo-6 ngandriva nge-church. Kuthi ngiye emsebenzini emini nge-lunch nge-church ngisiyathandaza. Ntambama ngiya e-church ngiyathandaza. Ngithandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu engxenye ngalapha something, you know, in my family. I-family yami iyadubeka. So ngabuya e-America, I'm still praying. But i-prayer yami ibitshintsha. Ngithi uNkulunkulu ngicela ukuthi ungincede. Isipho wasinika uJesu. Esokuthi uJesu wayesithi, you are forgiven, abantu babelatshwa. Nxa kuwukuthi uJesu wayereal. And lawe uNkulunkulu ureal. Ngicela ukuthi isipho wawusinike uJesu unginikeze lami. Ngizasisebenzisa ngendlela eyakho uNkulunkulu. I will use it in your way. Ngathi mina uNkulunkulu, I want to be a testimony of your existence. I want to be a testimony of your power, your miracles. If you can give me that miracle, I promise I'll use it for good. So I believe God answered me one nigga, okay, divine healing hands. So it's God's hand, literally. Abantu abakwanisa ukubona and to talk about prophet abantu ababonayo nowadays. Bavele bekhona la kudala. So nxa kulomuntu okwazi olaleleyo, okwazi ukuthi uyabona, ngangikhangele abuze akubuzayo kumbuze emoyeni kumbuza ngapi ukuthi into leyo umama lo ayekhulumayo kuyini la, i real yini, uzabona akubona within me. You can see inside of me. I open myself for you to see. I have nothing to hide. You can see in and out of me if you are given the gift of seeing. Of seeing, we have what's called the third eye. We see with an inner eye, spiritual eye. If you are able, you can see. So, abantu bayabuya. Ah, ubaba mose hospital, ugu koma. Ayebo, yeah. Okay, so what I do? In 7-6 God's hand, yam. So, long as I turn it on, it's not working. But when I turn it on, it works and people get healed. So, right now, maybe abantu bayarasuking ingati ofuna I blessing. Ga open and you offer one blessing, and but now saluting for now millions of dollars because that it has to be matching, you know, the vibration that you also carry. So I'm learning and you a blessing, Leana, and then if there is any transformation, and I'm not promising to talk about the transformation, but ungijele ungabona any transformation, ungayekeli ungijela kubatjela laba abasemsakazweni ukuthi hayi izinto zami ngibonani something kuhambe kwathi kwathi. So ngisebenzisa uNkulunkulu, what I call love, forgiveness, compassion, light, humility, harmony, and flourishing from the divine also is part of this. We use what I call the 10 greatest qualities of the divine. Flourishing is the quality of the divine. Gratitude. And serving others with what you are given by God. Serve unconditionally.
Lovely. If I can just come in there. And we are going to quickly take Miss Barbara Ngozi. Because she needs to go to a meeting. But we will definitely come back to you. We want to hear about this healing. And if you can perform it for us live, we'll be very, very excited. So please stay.
I would love to offer.
Yeah. And then we'll come back to you. For now, we're going to go straight to Miss Barbara Ngozi. Hello, Miss Ngozi.
Yes, hello.
Yes, can you tell us about what happened at the Pan-African meeting that we saw? You were one of the women that were holding one of the ballot boxes. Take us through what happened.
All right. Pan-African Parliament, the parliament that has been set in 2004 for the Africa Parliament. And every 3 years, the parliament holds its elections for the presidential leadership and the vice president and other bureau positions and committee positions and regional caucuses positions. So 2 days ago, on the 31st of May, was the election day for 2021. So the issues that arose during that meeting did not start from where you would have seen the things that you went through. The issues started in 2015, well before I was a member of parliament, because I joined the parliament of Zimbabwe in 2018 and I was assigned to Pan-African Parliament in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
So when we arrived at Pan-African Parliament, representing our country, there have always been issues to do with geographical rotation on in positions of leadership in the parliament itself.
Mm-hmm.
As such, in 2018, during the elections of 2018, there was a couple which was not published the same as this one, but there was a heated debate in line with geographical rotation in the position of the president. This is in line with the rules and policies of AU, which is our mother body.
Mm-hmm.
So at this inception, the East region was the president, which is in 2004. And it was followed by the central region, which was Chad. and it was followed by Nigeria, which was the Western region. And then in 2015, an honorable member from Cameroon threw in his CV against the rotation policy, because the central where he comes from had already led the parliament.
Mm-hmm.
But they negotiated their way in, and the fellow member became the president of Pan-African Parliament. 3 years later, in 2018, the same member threw in his CV. And this time around, they bullied their way and they paid their way to come into the leadership position. And they negotiated again with the North and the South, which has never been in the leadership position at Pan-African Parliament. And they found their way in, and they've been president from 2018 to 2021. Mm-hmm. So this time around, again, they came from the West with a lady, a candidate from Mali.
Mm-hmm.
And the East also threw in their CV with a candidate from South Sudan. This is against even letters that AU has written and instructions that has given to the parliament itself, to the secretariat, and to the rules committee, which deals with the screening of candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of the reminders from AU, regardless of the rules committee report and recommendations, these two candidates threw in their CVs.
Mm-hmm.
And the elections were about to be conducted with these two candidates. So you may want to ask why.
Yeah. I wanted to chime in there
and play a role of blocking the election.
Yes, I wanted to ask that question, that why then did you block the election, and what happened thereafter, what we saw the scuffle?
Yeah, I'm trying to give you the background so that you may then understand why the scuffle.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so during elections, the elections are presided over by an ad hoc committee, which is constituted by five members that are appointed from the five regions. And I happened to be a member that was appointed to the ad hoc committee to preside over elections.
Mm-hmm.
So since we opened the parliament last week, the Southern Caucus, which is the Southern region, wrote letters to AU to complain about the other candidates that had submitted their CVs. And AU wrote again to the secretariat to stop them from receiving and considering CVs from the candidates that were coming from the region that had been in the presidential position. And as I was the one who was representing the Southern Caucus in the ad hoc committee, mm-hmm. I tried to put this issue on the table, so that the other committee would disqualify the other two candidates from the East and the West. But no one would have any of that. I was on my own fighting against four people which came from the other region.
Yes.
Including the representative from the North. Within that committee, he was siding with the East and the Central and the West. So when we were in the plenary, mm-hmm. and the elections were about to start, I felt compelled to block those elections because they were illegal, they were smeared with corruption, they were smeared with a number of things that would disqualify even the candidates themselves besides the geographical rotation. Mali had already gone into another second coup. And as I'm speaking to you on the second day of our scuffle, Mali got disqualified by AU. So I didn't see too that Mali candidate was supposed to be participating in the election, regardless of even the rotational policy. South Sudan, the candidate from South Sudan, was against the rules and procedures of swearing in candidates at Pan-African Parliament,
mm-hmm.
whereby an honorable member should have been sworn in their own parliament and then appointed by their parliament to the Pan-African Parliament. But the honorable member who was competing for the seat of the president. He has not been sworn in by his own parliament back home. He only brought a letter that was just appointing him to be representing South Sudan in the Pan-African Parliament, which is against the rules and procedures of Pan-African Parliament, because you should have been sworn in your own country and then appointed to Pan-African Parliament. So one would wonder to say, where was this honorable member sworn in Sudan while their parliament is closed? So regardless of the geographical rotation that was disqualifying them naturally, they also had issues from their own country. So it was that moment when the clerk of parliament was now supposed to start the process that I felt compelled to block the election. And so, I went into action, and I understand that our fellow honorable members have been using intimidation and bullying and blocking to find their way out. So I just played their game, and I had other colleagues from Southern Caucus, like Honorable Julius Malema, Honorable Denani Makandri from Namibia, who then stood up together with me and fight against the conduct of the election.
So at the end of it all, what was the conclusion?
The conclusion is AU wrote on the second day to say, because on the second day we had another struggle, so the AU had to write to the clerk of parliament to suspend the session and await another date to open the session and conduct elections after the cleanup of the issues that are at stake.
Okay. Saka ndokubvunzai neshona tisati muende zvenyu kuti zvii zvakazoitika mushure mepatakaona imi makabata bhokisi remavhoti zvamira sei pari zvino kuparlamendi.
Okay. Papakaona ndakabata bhokisi remavhoti ndaidzivirira kuti maelections asaitwa nekuda kwekuti anga ari maelections anga ane injustice uye ari maelections anga asingateveri mutemo weparlamendi yeAfrica. Saka ndaidzivirira kuti maelections waya asaenderere mberi nekuda kwokuti dzimwe mamwe matunhu emuAfrica ari kuramba achitora chigaro cheupresidendi vachishandisa mari kubhadhara maMP vachishandisa nzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzinosananganisira kudherera dzimwe nyika dzemaangikoni. Nekudaro ndaidzivirira izvozvo. Zvaitika izvozvo muzuva rechipiri taenderera mberi nekurwisana nevamwe kune mamwe matunhu isusu vekusouth nekunorth. AU, which is not a bit of a tie to the VCP, AU Yakazanura Samba, who parliament is seen from a direction of which is similarized to Samurkita. Sigare Pasi, two of Rory, Panena, which are Murkuta Saura, the Kuta, when Vamu Baku complain, Avanura is to the North South, and it's not. Sanata Luga, Sisa, which also took the end of the parliament, and Saka Parliament Yakambaya Parwa, before 1 June. Kusvika zuva rachaudzwa neau kuti tichienderera mberi nemaelections edu nesamusa basa rebiparliament.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo muzvare Barbara Rudzi, tichadzoka kwamuri munguva inotevera, asi tinotendai kuti mapinda pachirongo.
Mazita enyu, thank you very much.
Aiwa, for today we were hearing from Barbara Rudzi. She was on the phone with us. But let me now go back to Star, because Star, your guest is now here. I hope you can hear me, Beatrice Matiti. Let's put you up, and I'm going to so that we can carry on with the program.
And tell me, as far as Beatrice?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I said, Mangelu, you don't know what you're doing. Yes, I think there's a delay. But Zabung is. You are also an author. Yeah, if you can tell us what's your latest work and how is that going on?
Okay. Yes, as Victor Matutu, I am an author. I write both in English and isiNdebele. What I can say is that as a Zimbabwean living in South Africa, a writer trying to write here and just trying to, trying to just take my talent forward, living in a foreign country. It's not that easy. Let's say I'm writing in Isindebele. I'm here in South Africa. If I want to sell my work, then it's something else, because there are a few people that can read Isindebele here in South Africa. That means I have to be selling my work, my Isindebele work, to the Ndebele people who are living here in South Africa, which is not a big market for my work. Even here in South Africa, I cannot take my novel written in Isindebele to exclusive books or to publishing houses where they can publish and sell my book. They'll just tell me that there is no market for your book that you wrote in Isindebele here. If it was maybe in Zimbabwe, then we'll try and publish your book and sell it for you, because there you've got the market for your language. Of course, the English one, I only wrote one English book. That was my first novel, Prison, my wake-up call, that I wrote in 2016. I won't lie, I sold a lot of copies of that novel. The reason being that I was selling it to even a Zulu-speaking person, a Xhosa-speaking person, a Shona-speaking person, and Ndebele, anyone, because English is just an international language, anyone can read English. So that book, I sold a lot of copies of that book. My next book was in Isindebele. I didn't sell as much as I sold Prison My Wake Up Call. My next book was Ubabonga Ngizali, which was written in Isindebele. I did sell to those people who understand and read Isindebele, but the market is not that big. The market is not that big. I also wrote another one, Okwasile Langwase Zulwini, in 2019. I still thought, I can't be writing, because writing is my talent. But at the end of the day, this talent must put food on the table for me and my kids. If I just write and I get nothing from writing, then what's the purpose of writing? As a writer, I must sit down and say, I'm not going to work. I'm just going to concentrate on writing, because writing is my talent. But I can't live on that. I can't live on that. Maybe it's because in Zimbabwe I was going to live on that, because the market will be there and stuff like that. But here in South Africa, I don't have market for my work, especially in Isindebele.
Yes, but you can still sell some of your works in your country, right, in Zimbabwe. Does it work that way?
Yes, I do. I can still sell some of my work in Zimbabwe. But with the situation in Zimbabwe now, let's say a copy. To print a copy, I print it maybe, let's say, R50 or R55. And if I must get a profit, I'll have to sell it for double that price. If I print it for R50, I must maybe sell it for R100 for me to get profit. But if I take it to Zimbabwe, who is going to buy a novel for R100? So where?
Okay.
People don't have money. They will have to read my work, but they don't have that money. I'll have to then take my book and sell it to home, like, at a cheaper price. Then, at the end of the day, my reason for selling is not valid, because I'm not getting what I'm supposed to be getting.
Yeah, kodwa singathi yona indikimba lapho amabhuku akho ubhala ngani, yinto ezitholakala empilweni, singathi lokho anothanga isilungu i-fiction, kumbe ubhala okwenzakalayo nje i-reality, kuyinokahle kahle ubhala ngakho.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ma u-introduce lapha uthole Victor Smathudu weRizimi Mbokodo. IRizimi Mbokodo yinhlangano ebhekela kakhulu abantu abangomama. Emsebenzini wami engiwenzayo, I don't leave that behind. Ukuthi I stand for abantu abangomama. Elokho umsebenzi wami omningi engiyibhalayo, ngibhala kakhulu ngibhekelele abantu abangomama. Kakhulu ngizama ukuthi ngibaqwashise izinto abahlangana nazo. Of course, kuba kusuka kuyi-fiction izinto engizibhalayo. Kodwa iyi-fiction from amanye ama-true stories engiwathole ebantwini, njengomuntu ohambe ekhuluma lani labomama. So ngiyathatha amanye ama-true stories ngihlanganise kube yi-fiction, but leya fiction ezayenza ukuthi mayifika komunye umama owabhekana lesimo esinjengalesi engisibhalileyo, mhlawumbe kube lesixazululo sokuthi umama lowo into leyo, okay, uyabona ukuthi sebathi kubhalile lapha, ekugcineni ucile kusitovakale kanje. Then intomi yami ukuthi ma ngibhala, of course kuyi-fiction, kodwa ma kufika komunye umuntu kwenza i-difference, ikakhulu kubomama. ikakhulu kubomama okwamanje ngisakhosekele kakhulu kubomama iphupho lami yikuthi ngibona omama bethuthuka ngibona omama bengahlukumezeki so imisebenzi yami yonke engiyibhalayo okwamanje ngisakele ukuthi nxa ifika phandle kumama ofika kuye ifike yenza umehluko
ya ungasinika nje ngamafitshane izihloko zamabhuku obhala ngawo nje ubusufinqa kokuthi lona liyabe limayelana ngayo
okay ngizaqala ngebhuku engiqale ngalo elesilungu elithi prisoner yokho akukhona yi-fiction kodwa i-fiction yangikhona ikhuluma ngomama umama obothwayo ayejele or iqale ngazange alenze ma ephuma lapho uzama ukuthi athole ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi kungani kuthiwe njalo kwenzakale kanjani ukuthi azabothwe kuthile icala angalenzanga and umama lowo ma ibothwe uthiye iy'ngane zakhe ma ifika phandle iy'ngane zakhe azisekho ubaba wakusethethe iy'ngane zakhe wazidayisa wazinikeza omunye umuntu ma efike ebuze ekhaya kunamuntu owazi ukuthi iy'ngane zakhe zayakhe so yinto ehlangana labomama leyo so uprison mayekhakhulunje along those lines then kunebhuku lami lesibili elithi watch again belungalula liyahlanganisa isithiwa esindebele that book is the gene of impilo yami impilo yami ezumama not as a systematic impilo yami ezumama impilo engiyiphileyo ngumama ukuwathi gene belungalula isindebele uhlangane lesithiwa then ibhuku lesithathu ubaba ongangizali lesindebele futhi nalo likhuluma njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ngizama ukuthi ngikwashise omama phandle le likhuluma futhi ngomuntu ongumama layo ofika ohluphekayo lezi ngane zakhe aqine esekuleli indoda yakhe ezivikela nale ngane zakhe ngoba indoda yandlwengula idlwengula yena ayisinde ikhulele abantu abangamantombazane so ekugcineni ugcine akuleli indoda leyana yizinto ezifana nalezo then kusekuzoyela ukuthi ukwahlulela ngokwasezilwini elinye futhi elikhuluma ngempilo kamama waseZimbabwe e-South Africa ofike ajoyine into zezidakamizwa maisejoyinto zezidakamizwa uphila kanzima uphile baleka so kuthatha umama oseZimbabwe ongayaziyo impilo ephilwa ngomama e-South Africa kumbeke esithombeni ukuthi okay e-South Africa umama bayahamba mpela kodwa basika baphile empilweni and ngo-2020 ngicabangile ukuthi kukhona abantu abangasibalisi ngebele ngadicida ukwenza i-CD i-audio book whereby ngizobe ngiyazibathi ngiyabala mina umuntu ongakwazi ukubala ovilaphayo ukubala can still buy i-audio book ababa ongangizali amamele nje just ukufaka i-CD uzimamelele kwenza lalo ongathandi ukubala la yi-message le ngizama ukuthi ifike ebantwini ifike kuyo wonke umuntu
yebo-ke siyabonga kakhulu Mandela today interesting perspective from Victor Matutu with her books, Wake Up Call, Prison, My Wake Up Call, What a Journey, Ubabonga Nzali, Weshulega Ngobusezuli, and the CD audio book for those who are not enthusiasts in reading, she's reading there herself so that people can listen. And she's saying since she's from Zimbabwe, what about women? She makes sure woman. Very interesting. Over to you.
Very interesting indeed. Tom Buenda Kuna Jared Loveless Mazoka Jakari Pachirongwa Mangamuru Kutaura imimi kuti pane zvirongwa zvamuinazvo munguva inotevera zvirongwa zvipi kuti vanhu vanogona kujoera kupi zvakadaro tisanokuti tanguva yedu tasarwa nemaminiti mashomanana saka mongoti gaga kuitira kuti vanhu vazive kuti vanokuwana izvi
munogona kundiwana paFacebook Ansa Loveness Wesa, which is WESA, my last name. And Zirongwa Zandrukita Trugu Gadzira Festival. Please forgive the lady. Only way we can do what we were supposed to have done last year, Trukita via online Zoom platform, vanhu we achi wona mama artist akango siyana siyana achi performer vari kuperforma ma dance ma songs poem ne visual arts ne fine arts tinoti artist ingaite ati rake achi videotape achitaura achitiudza kuti ati rake ndere chii but theme yedu ilove peace and harmony which is what I use kana ndichirapa vanhu ndoshandisa love peace and harmony. So all my life is around love, peace and harmony. So the festival is going to be launching hopefully in physical form next year 2022. Yanga launch 2020 last year. Saka takazotangisa hedu kuita online in March this year. Sakatugita every month. So we have a calling for artists. Chorobarukuma misha chaiku. Vanhu varikuita nevari kupenda dzimba dzavo zvichinaka so zvinhu zvechivanhu zvedu zvezviye vanoita mabasket avo toda kuona kuti mukuvaita sei. You know, it's our art, that's our culture. We are proud of our culture. Let's showcase our culture. This festival covers all that. Mm-hmm. So we are calling for artists, performing, fine arts, visual arts, whatever chipo chawi nacho. But it's a creation yarukuit. You know, it's a chipo chawi, so we are calling for that.
My artists are not going to be in the mushroom watching Mune WhatsApp number, Boba Maita Ura.
WhatsApp number ndiruku America, so you nengo chida kushandisa plus one and then wait a 971 224 9932. Kana wa tanga number ingo nditswaga Loveness Wesa pa Facebook.
Aiwa, thank you so much, Loveness. So just tell us again where people can find you, especially those artists that want to send in their work, as you are giving a call out for people to bring in whatever it is that they're doing. Where can they find you?
That's a question again, right?
Yes.
Where can they find me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've got website and we've got the best way and look one and vanji twage pa Facebook kana kuti pa WhatsApp yanda pa iyo.
Okay.
Facebook line is what was the question? Was that the question?
Yes, you got it right. You just said that people can look for you on Facebook under Loveness Wesa, and you've also given out a number for those artists that are interested in taking part in the program.
Yes, WhatsApp number.
Yes. So we will...
WhatsApp number plus 1-971-224-9932.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, I wanted to say to Victress also, where can people find your books? Are they there online or they are just in physical bookstores in South Africa? And where can your CD or your book be found?
I think it's easier for people to find me on my WhatsApp number, or you can contact me on 0027-84993-6981. Or on Facebook, I'm Victress Machutu, or you go to my writing corner, it's Victress Toxi Machutu Corner.
Thank you very much. You are coming to the end of our show today. We thank our guests very much. We say thanks to you, Victress Matutu, an author in isiNdebele and in English, for joining us, Victress Matutu of Zim Imbogodo. Over to you, Marvelous.
Yes, I would like to thank also Loveness Wesa, who has been here with us, telling us about her healing powers. We hope that next time, perhaps you can give us a demonstration, but thank you so much. And also, we'd like to thank Barbara Arwodi, who was here on the phone with us, just telling us about the incident that happened at the Africa Parliament, where we saw her grabbing a box of for the vote, so she was explaining what happened thereafter. So thank you very much, everybody. Let's meet again next week here on the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, we are in Washington.
Lami usithandekele kumhlangana sithi sidibane njalo ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifana.
Thank you, Loveless.